screaming in the mic.
Every time you scream, it starts clipping out.
I think this thing's a piece of shit.
Well, you have a pair of gaming headphones on for a fucking podcast.
Dude, chicks love gaming headphones, though. That's why I wear them.
And they don't work. Every single time you scream, you can't hear anything.
How's your 75 no-nut hard thing?
You already know the answer to that. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yo, you are such a sinner.
Dude, I'm not a sinner, dude. Whatever, man. Your head looks bigger than last time I saw you. How about that? You big old caveman toad. What's up? Dude, I send messages back and forth to Tracy all day long, and we just look at cats. I send her versions of cats that are you or her.
The grumpy cat.
Yeah.
The one of the grumpy cat that was Abigail sitting outside on the road, just like mean mugging everybody.
Yeah, that's very
it
me.
It is the best, man. My entire day is spent around like hunting for memes that remind me of you two. You guys own about 70% of my day.
Wow.
Good. Feels so special.
Yeah. What's new with you guys? I haven't seen Abigail. You kind of just disappear for like 3 months at a time.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is like the Tracy literally has to show up to my house and be like, hello, I haven't seen you anywhere.
Before we even came on and you weren't here, I like have been gone for 2 days. And the first thing I said is like, Abigail, where have you been?
Where have you been? She's the one who goes out of town. She just doesn't see me for 2 days. And she's like, Abigail must be dead.
Yeah. Because you just like go MIA? Mute. Yeah, she's mute.
Yeah, I literally just like, I'm a recluse.
Were you supposed to start some traveling tour? I heard rumors that you were going to go on tour.
Me?
Yeah.
She was supposed
tour for what? Country.
Oh, I was supposed to go to Australia. No, I got invited to go. I got invited to go out. What the fuck?
I said it rhymes with weenus. That's what you're traveling for.
No. No, I said no, actually.
Really?
Should have went.
I said no. I wanted to stay home and work.
Should have went.
What are you going to get in Fort Lauderdale or wherever the fuck you guys live that you can't get in Australia?
It's actually worse because we're in Tallahassee, yeah. So we're really in like the shithole of Florida. But yeah, I could probably get a lot more in Australia, to be honest.
Let's just talk through this life decision. We don't have to go into specific details of why you're going there, but let's just exercise this idea. At the age, how old are you now? You're like 17?
I'm 23. You're fucking. Hey, at least I'm not 45 like
She's
you.
Child bride material.
Yeah, trying to find it. I know you're just jealous. You're just jealous because my big ass head don't want none of you. So
bless
whatever.
You, child bride. Bless you. By the time I was your age, I had already
fucked 200 women.
200,000. Let's not be modest.
Cleared out chlamydia 3 times.
That's right, dude. I survived the plague. But seriously, I had already lived on the West Coast for a year. I had modeled abroad for a year. I'd lived in Miami for a year. And then I moved back to New York. And I'm pretty sure you're still in the same trailer park you were born in right now.
Yes, sir. This is correct. Yes, sir.
Now, that is meant
I'll just
judgment.
Say I told her to go.
This is meant to be judgment. Just out of curiosity, you don't want to see the world?
No, I do. I just, it was one of those things. There's a lot going on with work right now. So I've been in like crazy, crazy work mode, like more than usual work mode. And even my clients, they were like, you're a waste of a woman. You need to go to Australia. And I was like, you guys aren't going to miss me. And they're like, not really. No. Love ya. We'll see you when you get back, bitch. Yeah.
The thing that I'm encountering is I'm like, you know, I go out and meet these girls around my age and they're all going through what I did in my early 20s. And now they're trying to do it in their 30s because they got too addicted to work or some idea that like you got some dumbass degree or something like that, or a certification. You feel like completely attached to the idea that that means you now need to work. Your 20s, you should honestly be going everywhere. You should sleep under bridges. You should sleep with people. You should do whatever you can to learn about life. And then what you do is you take that information and you all of a sudden make a formulated guess of what to do in life when you hit 30. And then by 40, you should be somewhat polished and designed by then and start to succeed. And hopefully if you're a woman and it's your decision, you should be like having kids throughout that period of time.
Yo, why the fuck is my grandpa on this fucking live right now?
I'm telling you right now, dude, I'm just telling you as a friend, you're fucking up. You are fucking up, dude. You had an opportunity to go to Australia.
Maybe.
You had, it was what? Was it going to be like one of those like kind of Mormon missions where you had a whole fully paid for trip where all you had to do is go around and knock on doors and spread the word of Mormon Jesus? That's a sick mission.
Yeah, he sent me my flight path, and basically he's still there, actually, so I could still go, but for another week.
Could is a shitty operative word.
Yeah.
I've never
used
the word.
Maybe if it comes from Hunter, I said the exact same thing, and she won't listen to me. So maybe if it comes from somebody else.
Listen, no one's going to read a book about somebody tomorrow. Who lived in Tallahassee and was a personal trainer. Go live life.
She set herself up so well here that she could literally leave for a few months and come back and nobody would miss her.
Ryan, I had a gun. Ryan blows his nose in the middle of meetings, in the middle of podcasts.
I unmuted it. Or I muted it.
No, you didn't.
Special needs. Special needs. It's Ryan.
Hang on.
Dude, he is all a right. goon, dude.
That was
wow.
wonderful. Yeah.
No way, dude. After 100 podcasts, you figure out how to mute the microphone? Okay, now that I'm done frying Ryan, I'm going to go back to frying you.
Okay.
Could you just out of curiosity for our friendship so I can better learn how to communicate and understand you, give me three solid reasons. Solid reasons why you didn't go.
Because the gym I'm currently working at is crashing and burning. I need to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Every time something crashes and burns, you leave the house.
Hold on.
You leave the house. You don't crash and burn with it inside. Dude, if the house is burning down, you don't try to be like, wait, I'll hold on.
Can you shut the fuck up and let me talk about my three reasons that you asked for?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. That was a fucking awful one.
Two, because I've literally met this dude one other time and I would be in another fucking, I would be like chilling with him and kangaroos, like, and it would be tomorrow. Like, I don't.
Greatest existence ever.
And then three.
Haven't you ever heard of Tarzan and Jane? There's like a whole storyline about this.
Meet people in the other country.
Three is I'm trying to get other affairs in order because of said crashing and burning occurring. So I'm trying to like actually prep stuff.
It could have waited another 3 months.
Don't with the it could have waited because you're the bitch that
it
I'm
could have
like,
waited another
you,
3 fucking months.
Because you've let it wait. You've let it wait for like what 10 years, dog?
Different scenario, first of all. And second of all, if somebody was like, hey bitch, hop on this flight. I have everything paid for and I barely even knew the guy, but I was able to experience the entire world.
Your thought process
like,
sucks, dude. It's about as valuable as an empty cup of water in the desert.
Also, no, I'm going bullshit. Out of town. Hold on. I'm going to out of town for like half of February.
You're going to Tampa. That's not out of town. That's the trailer park next door.
Yeah, but it's for a certification. Which is really
who
actually
needs to learn. You're 23. I'm telling you right now, certifications don't do anything. I have every certification under the sun. You don't get any better at training.
Can I tell you, the certification is going to House of Athlete to work with NFL Combine athletes for the week, hands on.
Okay, I will
NFL Combine athletes don't know
shit.
What they're doing. You don't need
okay,
to
do
yo,
that.
Okay,
I will give her that, but
you can't.
She could do both. She could have done both.
Yo, thank you, Wad Zombie, by the way, for recognizing that I did my fucking hair. All right.
Yes. Yes. This is it, dude. These are the people we came for. Honestly, when you guys show up, it's mostly. Can you guys? You guys want to know another theory that has just been completely proved to me on the internet? Men are the only nice people on the internet. Do you see how many men are over here commenting and just being nice? If you go to men's posts, men are commenting on men's posts. You go to women's posts, it's men commenting on women's posts. Men are what keep the whole internet going. They're just sweet souls. And you girls are like crabs. Your only opportunity you have in life is just
Caleb's
chinching.
In here? Yeah. Daddy, what's up? Yo, I literally have not known how to look at this chat ever.
Comments.
It's a good time.
There you go.
It's a really good time.
Wow.
Anyway. Wow. Abigail's missing out on life. She didn't come to Miami and she didn't go across the
Okay. I'm going to start. I'm at the point where I'm like literally ready to either die or just go fuck off for a while. And so I'm probably going to not choose death. So I'll probably fuck off for a while. So just everyone chill out.
Those are two.
Okay, but I'm also trying to be, like, do cool, like, work stuff too.
You have to understand, the way that I met Abigail was literally this bitch told me on her birthday.
Okay, this is embarrassing. No, this is embarrassing.
Quiet. On her birthday, she said she was going to read a book. And I was like, you have no fucking friends or real friends, so I'm going to throw you a party. And I basically just invited random people over to this person's house and made her food, and we drank. And that's how we became friends. So I've been, like, pulling Abigail out of her shell since I've met her. And so this is, like, not a rare thing.
What we should do is we'll buy you a tortoise to travel with, so you feel like you're with another turtle. And you guys are safety in pairs, just kind of crawling around your little shell, anxious and shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of turtles, have you guys watched the Leo movie on Netflix?
What?
Three and a half hours long. I fell asleep twice.
3.5 hours?
Asleep. I fell asleep twice.
I burnt my tongue just now on this coffee.
Hunter.
Are you talking about the Killing of the Lunar Moon or whatever? What's the movie?
It's Adam Sandler's movie. It's called Leo.
Oh, I thought you said Leo movie.
I don't watch movies, so.
And he's
we know you don't have any fun. What's the one with Adam Sandler?
He's he voices a turtle in like a five.
Bye, Abigail.
In a 5 year old like a kindergarten class, and they get to take the turtle home, and then you come to find out that the turtle can speak to the kids, and it helps them come out of their shells. It's a metaphoric movie. But it's called Leo.
That sounds like a movie you eat acid on.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Super fun.
Let's be straight. How many of these non-alcoholic beers have you guys really drank this month?
Oh, there she is. She's back. What just happened?
I tried to click the chat and I left the chat. So anyways, carry on.
I have a couple of them sitting here right in front of me.
How many of you really drank? Like, you guys, like, actually hitting the can regularly, or are you just like they sit in your fridge? I want to know about your guys' life zone.
No, they're actually pretty good. I'm drinking regularly, but like they're in my refrigerator, so I drink them. I only have a couple left.
I've given them a couple to my. I've given a couple to my friends who like IPAs to try because I like them, but I don't really like IPAs, so I'm kind of biased. So I'm like, y'all who like IPAs, try these. And let me know what's up.
There's a lot more in the underpack than IPA.
What do you drink when you go out and party?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't usually drink, but if I do, I have tequila.
Hot trash. I respect
that. Dude, tequila's the best drink because it will make you feel the least depressed the next day.
Yeah, and it's a happy drunk.
Who drinks with that in mind? I never drink with that in mind. I never think about the next day because that's not the fun part of drinking.
I don't
think
ever
about
wake
the
up.
Moment and how unruly you're going to be.
Yeah, but I don't ever wake up after drinking tequila and actually feel like shit. Knock on wood.
I'm going to go
soda lime.
Get me a Go Brew.
How do you guys feel about Mad Dog 2020?
Who?
What?
You guys don't even know what Mad Dog 2020 is. I feel like you guys have lived such sheltered lives. It's like a liqueur. It's like a sweet liqueur that's sold in like gas station bodegas that are like really cheap, high liquor content for super cheap, and they're like bright blue and pink and purple. I'll show you a picture, guys, because this is making my life difficult. The fact that we can't talk about Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, well, we live in cardboard boxes, so. It's like that pink drink that's in like a
You guys have never seen these Mad Dog 2020s?
Oh no. I used to drink 40s when I was in college.
So lit.
I didn't drink that shit. I used to drink 40s or I drank Burnett's in the plastic bottle.
The only thing that reminds me of is like the slap the bag thing that they would have at frat parties. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You've never been to a frat party.
I actually have, as I used to drink more often.
Did you go to college?
Yes, I went to college.
Where?
I went to FSU.
Is that the one with the cougar?
FSU is the one with the fucking crazy ass people.
What's the mascot? Is it the cougar?
It's the
Trojan. No,
it's like the it's like the Indian.
Caleb Yates says your mom goes to college. That's the diss of the century.
You guys are the Seminoles.
What's Moog and David 2020? It's not Mogan David 2020. We all call it Mad Dog. Is it really Mogan David? Because if that's true, I've been misled my entire life.
Yeah.
Is it really Mogan David?
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't drink that shit. We used to drink cheap Burnett's that came out of a plastic bottle.
Burnett's is the shit. And it has different like pictures on it and stuff. You get all excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do miss stuff a lot.
I did.
What
I
is
do
that?
Purple Burnett's and Sprite. It tastes like grape juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I really called to contact you guys just to find out if any of you guys are accomplishing your goals yet this year.
Float us down.
Yeah, there you go.
Are any of you guys into football? Like, are any of you guys watching the Detroit Lions just crushing it right now?
No, to be honest with you, I'm not.
I did hear that. But wait, okay, back to goals. Hunter, can we talk about how you've literally accomplished zero of them? Like, you're mad failing. You're cussing all the time. All you're doing, you wake up every morning, have sex with a woman. Like, what's going on?
Have you ever seen a beautiful statue made in a day? I'm like, I'm this big-ass piece of marble, and I'm chiseling away, working my absolute hardest to shape something divine. And you wouldn't understand what that means. It's challenging in this position right now. I'm trying to transform.
Yeah.
You were the one that called us here to talk about our goals, and you haven't hit a single one of them.
What do you mean? Yeah. I'm writing my book every day. I'm absolutely crushing it business. I'm crushing it in the gym. There's other aspects of my life that may not be shining as brightly as those stars, but needless to say, I am trying.
And you have a dope sweatshirt on.
It's fucking sick, dude. Look at that, dude. Look at that fast guy right there, man. You guys are kind of jealous.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Hunter threw absolute fit trying to get these sweatshirts, and here is the most badass fucking sweatshirt.
It's not a
somebody
fit.
Helped him get, and he didn't even tell me that he got them in the mail.
All right, Ryan can maybe give some clarification here. There's something called a standard of business, and for some reason, everybody in this world, you say, hey, I would like to acquire such said business off of you, and they're like, oh, of course, sir. You just pay me such said money, and I shall give you such said items. And then they never do their fucking job on time.
That's just the way the world works, apparently, these days.
Don't make me a monster.
Okay.
I heard other things in this whole interaction. Yeah. I heard that you're also very unresponsive.
Unresponsive.
Okay. Also, you write your emails not like an email. You write it like a direct text message. So the emails that I read was Hunter just like with two fat thumbs being like, yes, sir, print out this, da da da. And he's like, okay, but what about such and such? And then you just wouldn't
reply. These guys want me to say, dearest Scarlett, I wish that the moon has shined ever so brightly on your body as you gaze away in your dreams. If I could perhaps query you to do the job that I ask you to do. Like, I don't buy into all that bullshit. I say the sentence that's most important, and then I don't even type my name, and I send.
And it says, sent from iPhone at the bottom.
Seems pretty normal that you send emails from iPhones. It's what we all have in our hands, like
you,
Ryan
but
right
you
now.
You can get rid of that. You can get rid of that watermark if you want to, like, get look like you give an iota of a fuck, maybe.
Yeah, you can change your signature on the Gmail.
I don't
you should change it. You should change it to like sent from toilet or like sent from your girl's house. Sent from your mom's house.
I've got an embarrassing story. So I had relations
dude
with a woman in college, and when she would text me
Wait. Was she a child bride?
No. Way better. I can't get into specifics on this podcast. In another private room, maybe we could discuss the full body of this experience. But she would text me. She'd be like, yo, what's up? And then underneath it would be this tagline, Puds bout her money, and it'd be dollar signs. And her name was Pudding. That was her street name. But anytime she said anything, it was Puds bout her money. I'd be like, all right, I'll see you in a little bit. She says, cool, Puds bout her money. Like,
Yo, she must have had like an insanely nice pussy for you to put up with that, with Puds about her money, dog.
Praise be. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah. For
real. You don't find stuff like that around here these days, dude. Those were the Mad Dog 2020 days. Look at this, dude. Marshall says that you burnt him twice. What's going on now? You guys in a tiff? I thought you guys were going to get married.
No, I said, I was supposed to call myself Daddy Trey the last podcast, and then I called myself, I don't know, like pork pie or some shit, and then I was going to call myself herpes today because I'm sick, and I got herps going on, but I call myself Big Trey instead.
Dude.
So I was going to out myself. Yeah. We just got to go on, man. I got sick. I had that cold sore going on. It's like, fuck.
Do you remember Wadapalooza? I brought this up to you. Everybody was coming up to talk to me and they all had herpes on their lip.
I know.
Everybody.
And they got it like from the street, like actual herpes.
Dude, I'm people are sick. Coming up. They're like, hey, Hunter, how are you? And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. And they straight up have herpes on their face. I'm like, yo, all right. First of all, stay at home. Second of all, wear a mask.
Yeah.
It could be a
whatever you want to call it, dude. I'm not having
Hunter on the street.
Hunter goes from conspiracy theorist to like wear a mask real quick when it comes
No. Listen, that's the only thing you're allowed to wear a mask for. Like COVID, take your mask off. We can bathe together naked. I don't care. When it comes to that thing that's on your lip, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Especially when it
was
comes
like,
from the street.
But you knew why, because Wadapalooza is literally hookup culture. I, being the good Christian man that I am, instead of going out at night with the wild ladies, I went straight to my pork shop, and I got cut up pieces of pork every single night before bed.
And then projectile vomited the next day.
That Wait, indeed.
What happened?
He kept going to this fucking pork place, which was absolutely disgusting, by the way, because we did go there like super late at night after we went out. And that shit was foul. I don't know how he ate it like every single day that he was there. Anyway, he thought it was good. And we got back and he was like in bed looking like a sad puppy. And he's like,
I got sick. Hurts. Someone poisoned me when we went down to Ocean Road.
Projectile vomited.
Tried to poison me. I don't want to hear it.
It was,
I
the
was
pork.
Poisoned. And I it woke up pork. Totally fine the next day. Just saying. And I had pork like five other times. Never got sick. We were poisoned by those tacos.
Yeah, no, it was the pork. And then he chugged an entire thing of Pepto-Bismol and woke up fine the next day.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Thank you for bringing that. That was very kind of you. I do want to talk about our goals, but I'm going to ask one quick question. Wild Zombie, were you at Wadapalooza? Did you witness what I witnessed? Is Wild Zombie a man or a woman? These are the questions that we continue to have. If you can answer those questions in the comments, I'd appreciate
there?
That.
Was she there? They there?
So, honestly, any of you guys, have you guys hit your goals at all? Because you came back and you just decided to roast me on my sensitive and private lifestyle.
Yeah, kind of.
Did you end up getting an HOUSE?
Yeah, kind of. Under contract.
Nice, congrats.
I gave myself 6 months and then I got back from Miami and was like, I'm cutting this sucker up to 7 days. And then I got it done in 6.
Wow. Good for you.
So that's pretty lit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Abigail, for someone who works so much and you don't own a home, kind of disappointed.
Yeah. I thought about buying one and then I was like, I don't really want to buy one here because I don't plan on being here.
You should be in Australia. Pie house there. What about you, Abigail? Have you hit any of your goals yet?
I don't even fucking honestly remember what I told y'all I was doing, to be real with you, but I'm gonna say yes because it probably was work related and that's all I've been doing.
So out of curiosity, being that you guys work in a place where you're always trying to get people like in line with behaving and structuring and consistency, do you guys ever get the feeling that in your personal lives, like, you're completely inconsistent and don't have structure? Do you guys have trouble with that? Not judging. It's just a real curiosity.
No, Tracy and I are very different. Me, no. Not at all. I'm, like, the most structured person ever. Like, you could see my schedule and the way that I structure my day. It's, like, to the fucking minute. Like, it's borderline too structured.
Do you do 15-minute time blocks?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a friend.
Like two the minute.
He plans out his entire day from meetings to just taking notes to naps in like 15-minute blocks.
Who does that? Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, you wouldn't know. That's a different guy.
Abigail does that.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit better. I'm a little bit better now. Now I'll kind of like open up a space and be like, I'm going to do something in this time. I'll try to not be like, I'm going to shave my right armpit, block it off. Like, I'll try to just be like, I have an hour, do something with it. But yeah, I used to be really, really bad where it was like to the 15-minute mark.
Yeah, we have this like scheduler at work where you can see all of the trainers and their schedules, and she would use it as her personal calendar. So whether she was getting her eyebrows done or going to lunch or had a client or just writing in her journal, it was all there. And she
okay,
would
okay, that's
all
a little much.
Above.
I wouldn't be no, like write in my journal, bro.
It,
no.
It would be like personal shit, but to the 15-minute mark. Me, I'm like, I have a list of shit, and if it gets done in the day, I'm happy.
Tracy, did I ever tell you guys that I dyed my eyebrows one time back?
You died?
You died?
I dyed my eyebrows like an idiot one time, and I looked like a drag queen.
What color?
Pink. So, if you guys want to have Hunter story time, let's go through this. I was traveling around Italy with one of my friends' families, and there were some older women in the family, and we'd go out to dinner like every night, and they'd be like, oh, honey, you're so handsome. If you just let us put a little color in your eyebrows, it would just make your face pop so much. And they would talk like that all the time, insisting. And one day they begged me, and they take out their little mascara and they just color my eyebrows. They're like, oh, God, you're fabulous, over and over again, cooing like cats. They were so excited. And I was like, I guess I kind of do look a little good. Whatever. I never thought about coloring my eyebrows. I'm a straight dude who doesn't really give that much of a shit. Fast forward, I get back from Italy, and I'm going to my guy who cuts my hair, and I was like, hey, man, he's in a salon. I was like, hey, I like whispered to him. I was like, you want to put a little color in my eyebrows? Just try it out. He's like, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. The dude puts on the color, and it's like the color of your eyebrows, Abigail, like jet black. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, hey, dude, so what's the story here? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. Washes out, dude. Just like go home, wash your face, everything like that. It'll be totally fine. I'm like, all right. And literally like then I'm like waiting for it to wash out. Like I get out, I wash it. Next thing you know, like I straight up look in the mirror and I look just like a drag queen. Like these are jet black eyebrows on top of my very blonde, pale face. And I have a photo shoot the next week, like everything. I'm always in front of a camera. And I had to walk around with a hat like this for literally weeks, weeks and weeks and weeks until it faded out. But ever since then, I've recognized never to play with makeup ever again.
But, did you have to like shave your eyebrows or something? Or did it just come out?
No, it faded out, but it took weeks, weeks and weeks and weeks. Like it was crazy. I don't
you
know how this guy fucked
dye,
up so bad.
You didn't try to like dye him back?
I've never gone to the guy ever again to get my hair cut. It was so bad. I was like, you're dead to me.
Okay. Low hat for the win.
Yeah. So I was asking though about like the structured thing. Literally, if I have days where I'm like going to war on work and in training, I literally in my like outside life, I can't have any structure. I lose my shit. I don't know why. I just have to act wild. And some of the most like structured business people that I know are the craziest personal lives. So that's what I was asking you guys, if you had that at all going on in your system.
Describe that like for you. What do you mean when you say like structured business people have the craziest personal lives?
Partying, sexuality, fast cars. Like they just like they have to have like complete ruckus outside of the lines. Like if you're in train tracks all the time, like have you ever seen like when all of a sudden like
so you're on point with their schedule that anything, you know, outside of the work time, it's just like a free for all.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like at a farm when they let like a horse or a cow outside of like the cage for the first time in a while and just like jumps around the field like a crazy person for like 15 minutes?
Yeah.
It's that. So it's like when you're wearing a suit and tie and pants and on phone calls and emails all day long, like admittedly, even for myself, I try to go for walks and try to be balanced as often as possible. Cause when I'm up here all the time, like sometimes like I lose my shit.
What does losing your shit look like?
Well, technically I'm supposed to be part of Dry January, but I was like, I'm going to be good. I worked out this weekend. I took my friend out to dinner for his birthday and I had like a couple glasses of wine. I was like, that's it. I'm just going to be like polite. And next thing you know, I slept in a car that night because I partied so hard. And it was like one of these kind of things where like, I didn't even notice it was happening until I was in the middle of it. And I was like, oh shoot, I screwed up.
I did it again.
Yeah.
So is it just like, is it like you work and then when you're done working, like when do you find the line to cut off? Because I think for me it's like I'm just like, well, I could just keep working, like I could just keep doing work. And so where are you like, I'm working and then now it's like I'm fucking off.
It ends up being like on the weekends typically, or just like at the end of the night where all of a sudden I've just been looking at my phone all too long. And then I feel compelled to like either like jump in the car, rush out to go see people, whatever ends up happening. I'm ready to like double down, triple down, quadruple down. Another thing I'll tell you, and I don't mean to like project this onto you, but I know a lot of people that lived like you with so much structure and so much work in their young life that all of a sudden then they have this like midlife crisis in their 30s and 40s because they're like, I've actually done nothing. And now I'm just going to go like hoe it up, travel around Australia. Like, you know how many middle-aged women I know that are in Bali posting pictures all the time with like 25-year-old guys with six packs?
I'm having like my quarterly life crisis now, so maybe I'll get it out of the way early.
I'm gonna help Little King.
I'm bringing it out of her slowly. I feel like I live very balanced, but very chaotic compared to Abigail. So yeah, like little by little, I just like give myself a lot of grace in that area, and I don't like go all out. I mean, like I will if I have to, or not necessarily if I have to, if I want to, but I don't ever let it like ruin me where I like I have to go out and party. I've never had that type of mindset.
Tracy and I have a reasonable symbiosis because I think we are literally the absolute polar opposites of each other. I'm like, we were joking about it last week. I'll literally look at her and I'll be like, you need to sit the fuck down and do work for like 2 hours. And she'll look at me and she'll be like, you need to go do cocaine for like 20 fucking minutes and come back. And like, we'll reconvene after that. So I think it's just, I just don't know like when, I think for me, it's like, I don't know when to stop the work. Is it when you just like feel like you're losing productivity? Like when you're just like, oh, I don't feel like I'm productive anymore, so I'm just going to go fuck off now? Because I will have that happen where I'm like trying to work and I'm like, I'm not getting anything done.
Like I just went and watched this terrible movie for like an hour and a half because I needed to decompress because I literally woke up at 5 a.m, was on podcasts, calls, working out, work, knew I was going to be on this thing. And I was like, I'm not going to have anything to say because I spent all the words in my head and my brain making phone calls all the time. Literally, you know, I hope the people that you work for don't listen to this podcast. I told Big Trey that I think you guys should just quit and open up your own gym.
We're getting to that point. It's like really like when I say like
goals,
when I say stuff is like going down at the gym, like I wasn't joking. Like there's, I don't know if Trey, like I don't know what Tracy's caught you up on or told you or not told you or whatever, but like there's, I don't.
This isn't public information at all. Don't, this is not being
nobody's
broadcasted.
Listening. Don't worry. This is not broadcasted anywhere. You could just tell us what's going on. Like nobody's
now,
listening.
It's here's what
private.
I'm thinking.
A little lie.
Have you guys seen Tiger King?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming your existence kind of like that. Like there's like the Carol Baskin in your life and you guys are kind of like Tiger King. Like you got this like trailer park gym that you're about to start up and everything. And what you need to do is you need to hire another redneck to burn down the other gym and they may catch you and put you in jail forever. But if you can get it done, then there's nobody who can technically create competition or sue you guys, any of that kind of stuff. So if all of a sudden the business is gone, there is no competition. There's no lawsuit.
Listen, the T is that Big Trey and Addison are about to take over
down.
The world.
I'm not taking that charge. This was suggestive. I read it out of a book. I'm just reading what I heard somewhere else.
Yeah, the tea is that I'm trying to do bigger things than just the gym, and it's kind of forcing me to do those things sooner rather than later. So
yeah, Midfoot Breedable about to take over.
Where's Alana fit into all this?
She's in here right now too in the live. She's on the Bar Talk page. Alana is helping us out a lot. She's doing a lot of our content. She's helping us out with Bar Talk and with Flocker because she's a coach with us on our team, on our athlete team that we have at the gym. And she's helping us out a lot in our content for Bar Talk because we can't do it all ourselves. We got a lot of shit going on. Like me and Abigail have our eggs in so many different baskets and we're trying to make things happen. So Alana's been a G.
You guys should call your gym B squared and it will stand for bitches and barbells. And I think you guys can crush.
That'd be actually pretty good.
I'm not gonna lie, I just want 10% finder's fee. in all honesty, I think that'd be dope. I tried to open up a gym at the age of 25 and it was a total tragedy. It ended up blowing up. That's because I had really shitty business partners, but you guys seem honest and cool. As long as it doesn't like destroy your guys' friendship, I think opening up a gym would be badass.
Where did you try running a gym?
I showed you guys, I opened up a gym down in Miami, but then everybody started like sleeping with each other. And there was like this whole like Jerry Springer episode going on. It was nuts.
Running a gym is also like so much, it's kind of sucks. From everybody that I know that's run a gym, they're like, this kind of sucks. Like, you will not make any money ever. Unless you make money and then you make like a fuck ton of money.
You can definitely make money, dude. It depends on your structure. Like, my friend Candace opened up this place called Compound Lifting Club in San Diego, and she went super premium. Like, she bought the nicest equipment. She got like the most insane setup you could absolutely imagine. And she has like 2,000 members charging $125 a month. It's crazy. In a year.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. Think that Abigail and I cover a lot of different areas as far as like training goes. Like, she has Gen Pop people. She has youth athletes. I have athletes of all different ages. I think that if we actually did it right, it could be something that had a lot of business.
You guys got to do it. Like, you got Cornelius and stuff, and you got, oh, dude, I saw Jeffree Star this weekend. I walked up to him and I was like, I know your friend Cornelius. And he was wicked fucked up and a total dick. That training bastard is a piece of shit. Yeah.
Saw him in person?
Yeah. Ugliest piece of shit on the planet. But I'm telling you right now, met him, talked about your brother for 2 seconds, and he's a total prick.
Wait, what did
he also makes a fuck ton of money and also gives my brother a ton of clout.
Why was he a prick? What happened?
Just really rude. I was like, hey, man, I'm friends with Cornelius. He's like, yeah, whatever. And I was
he doesn't give a shit about anybody. The dude's a billionaire.
But why would I? I don't care. It's called just a human experience. Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm a friend of your friend.
Yeah, true.
That's called the human experience. There's no like level of clout. And what is his level of clout? The fact that he's got dyed gray hair and pretends to be a woman and has sex with men? Like, is that a level of interesting clout?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, out of curiosity.
Is this guy super famous? Cornelius?
No, it's my brother.
Oh.
I just think that, like, I don't know, after a certain level on, like, social media, I swear that some people I just honestly expect to be assholes. And I don't know if that's just the way that the world is, but sometimes I look at people that have a huge following and have, like, all of that clout, and for some reason, I just don't expect them to be nice people. I hope that they would be, but I don't know. At a certain point, I'm kind of like, yeah, they just don't really give a shit about anybody. Like, all the top TikTok influencers and Instagram people, I would never expect to go up to them and then actually be polite to me.
Maybe he just wanted to have sex with you, Hunter.
He could have had sex with me if he was just being nice. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you could have slept with this, bro.
Wow. 75 no hard really got you like just.
No, come on,
everyone.
Dude. I'm not starting off with Jeffree Star.
I thought you already broke it.
That's none of your business.
You're a liar. You literally admitted at the beginning of this pod. Run it back. Yeah. Run it back.
You should have actually stayed around and like talked to him more often, because he would have made you famous on TikTok. And that was your in.
He was a dick.
I know, but that was your in.
But put up with the abuse that. Because you could get famous.
Yeah, dude. I think you guys have the wrong thing. I wouldn't want to spend time with somebody like that. We know plenty of famous people in LA that are just pieces of shit anywhere in the world. I probably people say the same thing about me in some regard. But that is so random that you mentioned. I don't know how we brought that up, but I remember seeing him and I totally was like, I have to tell Tracy. And I just remember just now.
You just saw him on the street?
No, we were at a gay bar called The Abbey.
Nice.
It's awesome there. It is literally so lit.
Gay bars for the win.
And I was not drinking at all.
You're
Can I
so, bro. You are so lying, dude.
I was. I told you. I did do this, all right? We're having confessionals amongst each other.
So have you just given up and then you're just like, I'm just drinking from here on out now? Like,
No. It's been like an extremely – listen, this is going to make me sound like I party way too much. But like, there's like 1 to 5 times a month that I'll like have some drinks beyond like 1 or 2.
1 to 5 times a month. That's like,
no, but like, okay, let me give you an example.
On the weekends.
No. Let me give you an example. The 5 times a month would have been if we were partying in Wadapalooza the whole time. So like, if I got there on a Thursday and I like stuck into a Monday, you're just doing a bender. You know what I mean?
No, that still doesn't work. Like, you're like 1 to 30 times in a month. Engage. I know, but still.
Caleb Yates says, Kenneth and I went to prom one year one of the top makeup tutorial women in the world, Amanda Ensing. Makeup tutorials are enormous, but women are men. Yeah, it is odd. Whoa, 1.3 million followers on Insta for makeup. This is all the star guy?
No, this is somebody Caleb went to prom with, and it was some makeup chick.
Oh.
Who is this bitch?
I don't know why Caleb. Caleb dates some babes, but, you know, Caleb, how is it you're still single?
Oh, God, are we going to pull him up?
Pictures of Caleb?
No, this is the chick that he went to whatever. Oh, I'm going to say nothing.
He went to prom with her? He's right, though. People that do makeup tutorials and stuff on social media are way more famous than people that actually put in the work, like athletes. I'm just going to say that.
Ryan, like, switch our entire business over to makeup tutorials.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, people love this shit.
Caleb said, friends with you, that's why I'm single.
So we're taking Caleb for the first time ever in Europe.
I heard he's never been across the country.
Yep. Where to Europe? Where are y'all going?
We're going to the UK, and we're going to London, Manchester, Newcastle, Ireland, and then back to London. And
I might say, aren't you supposed to be like flying us there? Tracy, what happened to this? Aren't you supposed to be taking us there?
You're supposed to be going to Australia, and I was supposed to be in your suitcase, and you ruined the plan.
Yeah.
I'm
planning on drinking my no drinking phase in Ireland with Caleb. And I've been a good boy. So
no, you haven't. No, you haven't.
You shut up. You don't know anything.
You literally are a 5-year-old. You're like, I'm gonna have sex.
No. So I think, yeah, I'm very excited. This is gonna be big for Caleb. And you know, he's never left the country before, so we plan on doing a lot of things. We're gonna make it just like the movie Euro Trip.
You should vlog the whole thing.
Yeah, dude, I got my GoPro all fired up.
Yeah, really even that GoPro, like, I'll give it a 10 out of 10 for the content and how funny it is, but a 2 out of 10 on the actual, like, cinematography of it.
That's what's so beautiful about it. It's just so from the heart.
Yeah, but when you put it down on the ground and, like, all you can see is your feet when you're bench pressing, it's like, you know, you don't...
You're like, damn, look, dude, that's a shoe sponsor ad right there. Everyone's like, everyone thinks that it's a video of me benching. I'm like, no, these are straight shot of Pumas.
Put it here for a reason.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So
that's for OnlyFans, his feet pics, people.
Yeah.
Who was I talking to at OnlyFans just recently? I don't know. OnlyFans is the shit, though. I'm jealous as all hell. You guys should start GoProing all your stuff. I think you guys would do way better. Work up on your content. Abigail, I do like the fact that you, when clients cancel, you like answer a question. You could
that's
have
a
little bit more energy. Maybe like drink a Red Bull beforehand.
Hey, do you that's me. Hunter, that's sad.
Have a good day.
What's happening?
You're like, hey, go charge
clients if they cancel on you last minute. You still
charge them 100%. I still charge them. And I make
that's
content.
That's her on a good
so
day,
like,
as far as
that's
energy.
I was going to say, yeah, I was like, that's me after I've had like 2 cups of coffee, an energy drink, like another energy drink. Usually I'm like, hey, guys, I can be in front
and
of a
camera
right now.
The energy you put forth after you've had all that?
Because I'll be back to back. Like, my clients will can't. I'll literally have a 30-minute break, and my client, because I'll be like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., like fucking slam back to back. No break. Like, I don't have time to eat.
Yeah. Abigail
hates me in
the gym.
How much coffee do you guys say drink in a day? How much coffee do you guys drink in a day?
In the morning, like at least a couple cups, and then usually I have another one, like a client will bring me one, and then an energy drink. So like 3 cups and an energy drink in a day.
So you're like 600 to 800 milligrams of caffeine a day. Smoke show. We may sign on with a coffee sponsor.
Oh, so we would love.
Yeah. Listen, you girls are part of the crew now. You're locked in for life.
Yeah.
What? Nothing you do.
Wait, hold on. No. Just because you can't get women to lock in other ways doesn't mean we have to be corralled
you
into your fucking life.
Ride.
Hold on now. Hold on, we gotta
in the inner circle.
No.
Look up Paper Street Coffee. Paper Street Coffee is a really cool company, and that we might start working
paper
with.
Street, like a well, piece of paper, yeah. And the
they sponsor okay. Savan's podcast, and like Savan like helped blow that thing up. He's a rock star about that company. I wanted to start my own coffee company. If I got rich, I would have about 10 different companies started right now. And I think all of them would be like,
Lord knows we have all of those companies' names in GoDaddy. Like we have them ready to go. Like they're just sitting there waiting to be touched by this name.
See, look at this paper street coffee. You guys see that girl drinking that cold cup of coffee? That could be you, Abigail. And look how happy she is. You could see the smile you've got going on right now. This could be you.
Look at that. That was taking way too long. Jesus Christ.
Extremely healthy cup of coffee and made it super dirty with that.
Also, wait, she just took snow from the fucking awesome. What the hell?
Yeah, she put snow from the ground and she poured her coffee over that.
That looks
awesome.
Like...
Congratulations on eating dirt.
How do you guys
that's not a good look. That's not a good look.
Do you guys have nose piercings?
Renamed How I Eat Dirt.
I don't have
I don't like them.
Nose piercing.
A lot of nose pierced.
Do you have a nose piercing, Alana?
Alana does.
I have other piercings, but yeah, I'm not going to go any further with that.
It kind of grosses me out. I just can't do it.
There's the man.
I don't know about all the nose boogies that you get when you blow your nose.
I think I'm going to have to wax my nose again, dude.
I couldn't do... Alana said yes. She does have a nose piercing. I couldn't do that with jujitsu. Honestly, I have piercings that are already like super in the way because I got my nipples pierced a couple years ago. And so I have to wear like super tight sports bras when I train.
Why the nipple piercing thing? I don't get it.
I don't know. Honestly. And it was like actually extraordinarily painful. And I have a very fucking high pain tolerance. And it's one of those where I won't take them out now because I'm like, I went through all that bullshit. So I'm just not like, I'm not taking them out. But there's really no hype to, like, they're just there.
To the rebel
like
child.
You like the look and feel.
I like the look. I wanted to get them because I thought, like, they either make your nipples more sensitive or they take all the sensitivity away. And, like, I got the short end of the stick. Yeah, I literally could, like, hit my boob with, like, a baseball bat and I'd be like, I feel nothing. So.
No way.
No, I would feel something, but, not...
it's not my thing.
There, it's kind of overhyped. Like the nipple piercing thing, it's like a cool to look at first. And usually when you see it, I feel like guys are like, oh, what? Like that caught me off guard. And then it's kind of like, this is actually just in my way.
yeah. I don't think, listen, maybe some weird people like Caleb, maybe Marshall, especially Marshall. Would be into that kind of stuff.
No, hell no. You think,
is it for the guys to think you're cool, or do you think you look cool?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily like. I would take them out if it wasn't so painful. I think like they were cool at first. Like it was like, oh wow, like this is a cool thing, and then you're like, wait, what do I do from here?
I'm entirely embarrassed enough to say that I used to have my tongue and eyebrow pierced.
Oh, you had your tongue pierced? Okay, how did that feel?
That shit freaks me out.
Now we'll tell you guys
a story. A lot of these have to do with sex, so I don't want any judgment. It was awful. And then for weeks.
Does your tongue just go swollen?
Swollen?
Yeah, it's so swollen. You're not supposed to do very much, and I did not stop doing things. And this girl who was my neighbor, who was this gorgeous model, like absolutely stunning, and a lesbian. And I would always just like harass the shit out of her. I'm like, yo, what's that, baby? When are you going to come spend some time with me? And she's like, get out of here. Boys are gross. I'm like, yeah, okay. Maybe we is, maybe we isn't. And like, I would holler at her all the time. Not in an annoying way. Like, she was having fun with it and stuff. But I never thought it was going to ever, anything was ever going to happen. And I got my tongue pierced. And with like a week of that happening, it happened. It happened, and I did not know what to do. And I was in so much pain. She was like, do this, do that. And I was like, I was in so much pain, but I suffered through it because I'm a gentleman. And I, it didn't last much longer than that. I didn't know why I had it. But girls did think it was really, like, sexy. I don't know why.
I don't was know. When, I don't know guys' opinions. Modeling?
No, this is before modeling. This is when I was living in Montana.
I don't really know. I don't think I've ever had a girl be like, guys with tongue piercings. I don't know what the allure is with nipple piercings. I think it's because it says something more about the it's chick's personality. Yeah, I think it's like, edgy. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Every girl that I've dated that has had those things is crazy. Like, cool. Very, very turbulent. Like, there's no... It's just
abrasive.
Like, hey.
Would you say we're abrasive?
Every day is a class rehearsing. I'm like, why? What is going on here? Why are there heavy winds and lots of water? Like, what is the trauma?
And, hey, at least there's lots of water. Is,
trauma.
Yeah.
At least there's lots of water. Okay.
There were perks to the package. There were, but I'm just saying. I was like, it comes with a lot of trouble.
You know? Good view. Your beachfront property. Lots of water. We're just gonna literally completely tear your home down. Don't worry about it. You have insurance.
Unless fix everything. Therapy appointments are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. We were talking, all the guys were over here and we were watching football yesterday and it was just guys. So somehow the conversation of like red flags came up and I can add that to the list. Like top red flag, single girls with dogs. Another one, single children.
Why is that a thing? Dude, I know we went over this. I know we went over this, so why is that a thing?
Maybe for the podcast.
So fucking true. That's so fucking true.
Dude,
I love
it is.
You.
It's so fucked up.
Dude. Yo, Tracy, I love you. That is so fucking true, though, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. It's as bad as it gets. It's as bad as it gets. Usually what it means, this is not specific to every person, but what I've picked up from the data points I do have.
Is it dogs or cats or just pets in general? Single person with a pet.
It's just dogs. Because cats don't give a fuck about you. Like, they'll show up for you or they will not. And, like... But they're not like this always attentive, insane bundle of joy. Dogs with single chicks, it ends up being this thing where they just like got a dog to just be this like emotional support animal. And they never had to develop human skills to work with other people that have emotions and life goals that are outside of themselves. It's like a dog.
That sounds fucked up though, because I didn't get my dogs for that reason.
Yeah, I know. You had a husband at the time, didn't you?
Yeah, but still.
Okay,
but
yeah, now... so it's to avoid the marriage. You're avoiding something, so.
At least I had people skills, and I take care of my dogs like they're children. So it's kind of like I do have
single
mother, I still friends.
The snake thing is a red flag too. Single chicks with the snake. Wait, I have one on my arm. Wait, that's...
Yeah. I was gonna say you don't really have much room to talk.
No. I would never hang out with a single girl with a snake. That's just like some kind of serpent woman. Nothing to do with it. Also, you guys do have to explain your tattoos. I sat down, talked to Caleb about his tattoos, and I was open minded and I was like, what's going on here? I'm like, why do you have a skull with a sword going in it? And he's like, there's a lion over here.
He's
and there's
got
this.
A good Yeah, he's got a good story with it.
His tattoos look fucking awesome. Really good. Yeah, they look really good.
What's the story
good.
With yours? Like, you have, like, a gardener snake on your arm, and then you have, like, a couple, like, dying vines on your upper arm.
It's gorgeous.
So, this is my whole arm.
I've seen it.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
I'm showing the people on the live. this is a gladiolus flower. It's for my friend who almost died in rehab. Taught me a lot about... strength before she went to rehab. And then I have a crow, which all my siblings have a crow. And then I have these lotus flowers, and they surround, and the hummingbird, which it surrounds the snake, because it's essentially like clarity, awakening, and joy around like deception. Because I think it's important to understand that there's a lot of fucked up shit in the world. This is one for Tracy that I got with Tracy. These are just cool as shit. These flowers right here. And then the fear is life, fear is death thing is like super fucking personal, and I'm not gonna talk about it on here. But it was about a really, really traumatic event that happened to me. So
I'm not gonna say I followed all that because I'm a little bit confused.
I tried to make it pretty fucking concise.
I'm like, trying to pick it up. I'm like, there's a bird, and then there's a snake, and then there's a bush, and then they're like, it's like deception, honesty, and clarity. I'm like, I don't know how those things all align with those words, but
also my tattoo artist picked out the hummingbird, because
there's never been a hummingbird that size, by the way. So the fact that you have a large hummingbird on your arm, pretty odd.
It's actually pretty like true to size. If you look at my arm, is pretty small. I don't have a hunter arm.
You have little like ferret arms.
I have a very small arm.
What about the blob, Tracy?
I have child bride. I have child bride.
You're gonna see that fucking comment.
The blob. Bad. Let's hear about the blob.
I don't even know if I'm not gonna show it.
Dude, let's hear about the blob.
Okay. Do you really want to know?
Everybody wants to know.
Okay. Well, it's actually like not. I mean, it's not like it's a great story.
Take your foot out and describe it for the crowd.
All right, my foot. Okay, blob, here's blob, the deal. Blob. Okay, here's the deal. I originally went to go get a tattoo when I was 16, okay? And I was going with my dad, and it said there's no place like home, and it had four, like, seagulls on it. And it was supposed to be, like, for where I grew up. And when I was going to get it a couple days before, I had friends that were in high school, and they died in a car accident. And there was four of them, okay? So all these people were getting tattoos and shit, and it was like, four leaves and four clouds and like four, like whatever. It just had to do with them. And I didn't want mine to be associated with that. So I ended up going and just getting the words. And then
there's
like,
no place like home.
Yeah. There's no place like home. And then like 2 years later,
classic.
Home.
Yeah. And then like 2 years later, I went and I got the tattoo redone. Listen, I got the tattoo redone. And then like 2 years after that, I was super drunk and I was in Atlantic City and I wanted to get it redone again because I was just having a lot of fun. So for $50 on the Atlantic City boardwalk and being really drunk, I had some guy's Sharpie marker, a tattoo that I thought looked really good at the time. And he went to town on my foot and it was horrific. It was the most pain I've ever been in my entire life. My foot was like five times the size, swollen, bleeding all over the place. And so I had to end up leaving. And then partially bleeding because he was an asshole that didn't know how to tattoo, and partially because I was also very intoxicated. And so I had to go back and get it touched up. And that touch up didn't stay because of how bad the tattoo was. So it's about like five tattoos and a passing of removal right now. So yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
We
should just do a blackout. Let's do a blackout.
Yeah. Just have a black foot, dude.
My whole foot would have to be blacked out.
Yeah,
leave one toe all white though.
Yeah, yeah. What? Watch Mr. Deeds and then be like, I want the Mr. Deeds.
Yep. Yo, put your Venmo in the show notes for pics.
Oh my god.
I would Venmo you money for pics. Yeah. And I have to be able to have discretion to use the photo at any time.
Tracy doesn't even have Venmo, so Alana just put my Venmo up in there.
Yeah,
I'll make sure she gets the money.
Dude, you know what the funniest thing is? Chicks on the internet to try not to pretend to be SLUTs. They're like, hey, in the link tree, it's like, buy me a cup of coffee. I'm like, what?
No.
Why would I want to buy you a cup of coffee? Because your butt cheeks are all over the internet. You and your dirty porno, like,
I just raised some money for my foot instead.
Yo, I totally didn't realize too, like, a link tree looks so bad in your bio. And so I've had people come to me and they're like, yo, I was like simultaneously relieved and disappointed when I looked in your link tree in your bio. And it was literally just like, book a consult for alchemical training and like your bar talk shit. Cause I did not realize that everyone puts their OnlyFans in their link tree.
How funny it would be if you found out you have an OnlyFans and the only people that are fanning for your Only is just basically all the clients you train.
Ooh, that would be horrific. Sure. Also, I'd be like, how did y'all get my nudes?
What do you mean?
Because they pay Link for trade. Them on OnlyFans.
No, but like who? Oh, like if I actually had one. I thought you were talking about like an OnlyFans I didn't know about.
Guys, Abigail's Venmo is up right now, guys. If we send some money, we might be able to see the blob. I'm just saying. I know there's a lot of guys on here with a little bit extra income. Let's all donate for some blob.
Buy me a coffee.
Buy me a coffee.
Yeah. Buy me a coffee.
Dude, you're so dirty. Dude, you know what's so funny? We had Caleb on the show a little while ago. And you know those like really awful signs that are like, they're like, keep exploring, like live, laugh, love. Like,
oh
I'm
my
like,
God,
who?
Tracy loves those. She's
I'm like,
so
who buys these
that?
Things? Dude, I was like, who the hell buys these things? And Caleb has one up in his house. Like,
no.
Caleb Holmes. Yes. Caleb Holmes.
That's your only red flag, Caleb.
Why
I literally
did like
was
that?
So
you threw your hair
I had to get my hair out of the mic. I had to get my hair out of the mic. Caleb is your only red flag.
Ever since
flag,
your Venmo
dude.
Went up, by the way, you've changed your mannerisms a lot.
Anyway, let me just real quick.
Wow, dude. This is exactly what I came here for. I was like, I don't know how much fun my night's gonna be tonight. I was like, let's go.
let me just somehow sneak my feet in the camera. I'm like, so interesting question. For all the
out of curiosity, how much would you guys pay for a hoodie?
Like, are you asking us or the audience?
Everybody, you all have ears and mouths.
Yeah. $50.
If it's, it depends if it's, on the brand.
Yeah,
if it's a brand
quality,
I like.
High quality, I'd do 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those Represent hoodies bucks. Are way more than 50, and they're very, very much high quality, but, like, you get what you pay for.
$60 is kind of like, I feel like anything over $60 is, like, too much, depending on what it is.
Really?
Most things, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
but honestly, that's only because I know for a fact, like, being in that side of business, you know that they only paid $25, $30 for it. And so for me, I'm like, shit bags. I don't want to pay double the amount that they bought it for.
So admittedly, we spent a substantial amount of money on the hoodies that we've got. Like substantial. I think it was extremely high, but I intentionally picked the highest quality because I've spent so many years of my life getting like companies that are just like randomly throwing out swag to everybody to have kind of like market share, like being seen. But I had a closet full of just these shitty hoodies with like a shitty logo on it of a brand that was never that comfortable. And I was never going to wear it that much. And I just recognized, I was like, and then all of a sudden I got Represent and they sponsor me. Admittedly, I haven't paid for any of these things, but it's such good quality. I'm obsessed. Like I wear my Represent hoodies all the time. Mm-hmm. And ever since that, I was like, oh, wait a second. I was like, everyone keeps on asking, like, when are we going to have house swag? When are we going to have builder swag? When are we going to have biceps and racist swag? I was like, if I'm going to do this again, like, I'm not going to go the cheap printable way that we've done every single time where you end up getting this like cotton, like cornstarch, like crackled shirt. Like, I was like, we're going to go as high as possible so that people are pumped to wear this thing. So like, admittedly, I'm just going to be transparent with you guys. And since you guys are all on the podcast, like we have to charge $75 minimum, or I basically lose money by the time I buy it, I ship it to myself and then ship it to you guys.
Yeah.
There's no break even. Like, I will say,
sorry to interrupt you, Hunter, but I will say like, I think part of it though is one, I mean, if people really like you, they're going to pay, they'll pay $80, $100 for your hoodie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But also I think too, like, if you're super caught up on like, I need the highest quality hoodie instead of just like, I want a really good hoodie that represents my company. Like people aren't necessarily going to buy the hoodie because it's like the nicest quality. They're going to buy it because they're like, I really fuck with builder, you know, or I really fuck with house. And so I want to buy this. It's a decent hoodie. And also like them wearing that means they're a part of something. I think that's what makes it so incredible. They don't necessarily care. Like I just got hoodies for the place I train at jiu-jitsu. And like, they're nice hoodies. They're not the most comfortable, like best hoodies that I've ever worn, but they're like nice hoodies. And I was willing to pay whatever the fuck it costed. It was like $45, $50 or whatever, because it represents positive balance, which is where I train. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So just something to think about. Yeah. I don't think people are going to care about having like this fucking pimp ass, like Lulu quality, like Athleta quality, Vuori quality hoodie. Cause
holy
they like
shit, dude. I spent like $160 on an aloe hoodie, aloe yoga hoodie a while ago. Fuck, bitch, I'm not gonna make it. And I love that thing.
Okay, how do you like aloe? How do you like aloe? Because I have seen a couple clients wear it, and it looks so comfortable.
It's so comfortable. Like if I was if it was like they're like, Hunter, it's time for you to die. I'd be like, let me get my aloe hoodie and wear it one more time.
Really? Like it's that good?
Well, I'll say like Represent's probably gonna be upset about this, but I'm just gonna speak very transparently. The aloe yoga thing, like they did a good job.
Yeah.
Let's just be straight up. So here's our Builder Sports hoodie, and we like paid the umpteenth amount of money to get these like really, really nice stitchings. Like this is not printed on, like this is actual letters, like the university style letters, and everything in here is single stitch. Like it's not a heat press. And then
yeah, they shut down that business for like an entire 4 days to do your work.
Good. Good.
They did.
Don't make daddy come to town and be upset.
You know he low key loved
grateful.
That.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry he did. He did that shit on purpose.
I did not pitch a fit on purpose. We bought all of these things because we have to bring them all over to Europe. And I literally spent tons of money on tickets. Everyone's going out there. We've got events. And I was like, we started the conversation of business and we're going to follow through in it. And I was like, hey, listen, man, I'm just going to be straight up. You made the offer and now you're going to follow through. Man to man. Let's go. If you want to meet in a parking lot, let's go fucking chest to chest. Let's go now.
He did.
Listen, that's why we're going to follow through and purchase more orders. But I'm talking to you guys transparently. Now we've got some people on the podcast watching. But I spent the big bucks on these things. And I'm curious for people, because before we make this next big order so we can give them to you guys, because people are always asking, I'm curious, like, I don't want to put a price up there where people are like, whoa, this is totally out of line, Hunter. I'm speaking very transparently.
Why don't we do a pre-order?
$52 to make a piece because of the amount of stitches in it and because of the quality of the hoodie. Like it's like this very thick material that's meant to be like those like ultra like athleisure swag hoodies. Like,
so
like
I
Represent.
Will say he was telling me because he described what you were describing, what you wanted. He was saying that the hoodie that you want is really thick plus the thing that you want to have stitched on is going to be heavy. And so, well, no, he said it was going to be expensive. He said it was also going to be like really heavy in general and it wouldn't have necessarily, he didn't. Oh, I was gonna say
you might have one.
You didn't get
that.
He got the
it's called something with an A. It's like the when the letters are specifically stitched on instead of it being like all this individual stitching in there. So it's
then,
not as heavy.
I mean, honestly, everyone in the chat seems to be saying that they'd rather just pay like one time for a really nice hoodie. So
I'm glad. I'm pumped about it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do a pre-order or a limited limited edition order.
Ooh, do a limited edition your first time.
We got 20 of these and then they're gone.
Yeah, that'd be sick. And then you could do some of the regular print ones. Yeah, and then you could do some regular print ones, like, but then you have like the OGs, like they have the stitch.
Yeah, to be totally honest, like we're not trying to make an apparel company, but we're always just trying to like drop random stuff. Like it just like, you know, every quarter we'll probably drop some random thing. You'll get Bulk Pony Racing, King of Cardio Bulk Pony Racing hoodie, like just some random stuff that's cool, random hats and things like that. Like we're never going to become an apparel company, but I will admit, like I'm pumped about the opportunity to do it. People in UK are nuts for this kind of stuff. Caleb wants Speedos, dude. We should make limited edition Speedos. You know, I have a great PNIS. But it never looks good in Speedos. Or maybe just nobody ever looks good in Speedos.
I feel like you just had to justify. I feel like you just preset yourself up for when you have to wear the Speedo and you have a small P and IS. You have a small P and you have to be like, I swear it's big. It's just the Speedo makes it look the angle, the color. You could just. No. Whoa. What's happening?
Oh, God.
Only fans. Get it ready. Yeah. Is he about to put on a fucking Speedo right now?
Camera scene, and he's walking, I don't know, maybe around the house to find something. This is a good point to tell our sponsors. We are sponsored by Go Brewing, your non-alcoholic beer of choice.
Lord.
Oh,
gentlemen,
God.
Your man, Hunt the Sheriff, is showcasing his body in a very nice Speedo. outside of just outside of the camera's angle. So be sure to find this on Spotify.
Yo,
yeah. Abiel's Venmo's up in the chat. Everybody should be throwing money in there to see more pics of Hunter and pics up in here.
I just like my dick doesn't look that great in these things. I don't know if I picked the wrong size or the material's too tight. But I'm like, what's up?
You did have a speaker, Rick.
I think that it's hilarious that you say that every woman is a slut who's trying to get attention, and you just got essentially naked on a podcast.
No.
Show your dick print.
We're having an honest conversation among friends.
No, also, you chose a black Speedo, and you know everything looks a little bit bigger.
It's actually blue and purple, dude. Look at that. Look at this. We're having a conversation. And if you're going to be the person who tries to tell me that I'm not being honest, I went out of my way to go into my closet and put it on to be transparent. I was like, I've had this thing for years and I just don't wear it because I'm like, this is less than flattering.
Go back and pin Abigail's Venmo in the chat so that way Hunter can keep making us money for our coffees. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, guys, I'm trying to get you to buy hoodies, all right? Dude, I showed my peen so you guys buy some of these hoodies. You understand.
Wait, buying coffee?
God dang it, dude. I have to go do a workout after this.
What do you have to do?
It's rest week, so I only have to do 45.
What the fuck? It's rest week.
I have to do 45 minutes on the bike and then a 5-minute ramp up at the end, and I do like the last 60 seconds as hard as I can. And I want to get under 125, and I just can't. It's hard. Bitch. I have a race this week. I'm planning on killing everybody. I'm so excited.
What's your race?
Do you leave tomorrow?
I leave tomorrow, dude. 12 hours in an airplane. I'm so excited. So basically, I have to do what's called the doubles race. It's like a high rocks where you split it up. You guys saw that last time we were there. And but this time,
you don't know what you're talking about.
Never seen that. But this time it's pro weight. It's men's pro weight.
So you're not going to run with the sled?
I will run with the sled.
Yeah.
I'm so strong right now. I'm going to destroy that thing.
Yeah, you look a little bit bulky.
I'm actually trying to lose weight. I've been losing weight, dude. Look how skinny I look.
Yes, you've been putting less honey in your coffee, baby.
Yeah, right, dude. There's a couple of coffee right here stacked with honey right now. I'm a slut for that stuff.
Yeah.
I know. But I've been cutting back on like certain parts of my diet, which has been very nice. And
like what? Alcohol?
Pussy. No, I'm kidding.
I knew you were going to fucking say that. And the thing is, you have it.
It's so healthy for you. Look at you losing weight over it.
Calorie dense, dude.
He's like, you don't understand. A bitch with nipple piercings came in. There was water everywhere. Damn. I had to clean it up. I started drowning. I had to clean it up somehow.
I'm just kidding around. I say these things, guys. I've never seen a woman before.
Except for when he sees his child bride. He loses his shit for his child bride.
She's so young.
Clip that. Somebody clip just that.
No.
She's so young. Dude,
I'm not gonna lie. So I was just watching this movie last night with Leo DiCaprio, and I think they intentionally make him like not handsome in this movie. But it made me feel so creepy watching the whole thing because I never really paid attention to like his dating life. And then I remember reading something like showing the alarming amount of women that he's dated between the age of like 18 and 24. And none of them get past the year of 24. There was like a graph of like the amount of what?
Dude's a pedophile.
Well, that was the thing. And I was like watching him in this video. It was just like, dude, you look awful. And I cannot imagine being a young girl who's like, woo. And the whole thing kind of creeped me out. I could not pay attention to the movie almost at times because they made him look bad. They like gave him bad teeth. They gave him like bad hair and all that kind of stuff. But it was spooky.
Yeah, I can't. I don't.
Yo, what's the deal with the whole Stephen Hawking thing? And like, I think that's such a false flag. So
what's happening?
Oh my God, this is hysterical. So the Epstein files, like partial pieces of the files and all the travel logs and things like that revolving around Epstein's island came out. And then
I heard about this. Yeah.
Alongside of it, like the biggest factor of it wasn't the fact that like President Clinton flew with him over like 50 times and like very, very high profile people that are in government and like have a lot to do with the way our world's run have been hanging out with Epstein. It was all about how fucking Stephen Hawking is like to like masturbate to midgets trying to do math problems down on the island. And I was like, this is 100% wrote by like a 21-year-old who's working in a media company. It's like, what about if we just say that he likes to masturbate to midgets doing math? And everyone's like, oh, and they're like, print the story. Like, I was like, this is crazy. And it was the biggest thing. It was the biggest thing that took over the entire, like, you know, the entire release of information. Everyone was more fixated on Stephen Hawking than the real reality of the creepy amount of people that have been spending time with him.
Yeah, but it was the best, like, marketing point of history, because then all the memes that kept coming out were like, constant. Stephen Hawking's ready to go see your bitch. And it would be like some dude in a wheelchair going like 800 miles an hour.
Oh, like, I was watching one today of him, like, Stephen Hawking dropping into the island, and it's a guy in a wheelchair, like, parachuting. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, these other names on here are boring. Let's talk more about the midgets.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah. That was alarming.
Yeah.
There's this one guy that I follow on here on social media. You guys should look this up. And it's probably going to get our show banned. But I don't give a shit. We don't have that many followers anyways.
I'm off with a new name.
What's that? Okay, this guy. His name's News Updates for Real. And he, the number four, Real. And he's got this really interesting thing. Like whenever there's something that's like a big release of information going on in the world, he then lists out the amazing, like a couple things that they're using to distract you at the time. He's like, did you know that this is happening right now? You're like, oh my God. Like all of these really, really important things that are happening. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, but you guys are watching Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, like, you know, romance stories when this and this happened on the same day. You're like, whoa. Yeah, this guy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him.
Dude, his stuff's impressive. I mean, I don't know if it's all true, but, like, it's alarming. And he seems like bring up the article.
Hillary Clinton. Did you hear the news?
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis drops his presidential bid and endorses Trump. Or maybe you're referring to this article by Reuters claiming that hundreds of thousands of Germans are protesting against right-wing extremism. Oh, that's funny. I thought those were a bunch of angry farmers pissed off about government taxes.
Yes, it's the thing that they use.
Funny how they've tried to spin it that way.
Have you seen all that stuff that's going on in Germany with all the farmers?
No.
Dude, the videos are epic, dude. Like, they'll put heavy metal music behind it, and these tractors are, like, running shit over. They're taking, like, hay bale spreaders and spraying it on government buildings, dumping fertilizer all over the place because they're basically, like, trying to fuck these guys over and completely change the amount, like, you know, whether it be through taxes, gas subsidies, any of this kind of stuff. I'm not a farmer, so I don't know the exact details, but it would drastically affect their income and opportunity to work at a high level. And like, it's alarming the shit that's going on. And like this, he is always the person who will tell you like the real story and then the way that they repurpose it for the media. And he gets taken down all the time.
I was going to say, like, how does his page not even get canceled?
Oh, I bet it does all the time. Also, dude, just recently I found out, remember that guy, Zach, that we were hanging out with? The big guy who looked like he was an ice road trucker, but he's an Olympic lifting coach?
Oh, you know maybe. Talking about.
Coach Dan Zant?
If I saw like, him, I guess.
Coach ZT. Yeah, go to Coach ZT. So this is another really creepy thing, dude. Mark Bell. Like this life? Is. Go to this video right here.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, that's the ZT guy.
Yeah, quick, look at the pictures of Matt Rife, you pervert. Let's, Go to Coach ZT on Instagram.
Do we like
Ryan's
him? I think he's
moving under the table. Show me your hands, Ryan. Yeah, go to Coach ZT. Dude, Mark Bell, a friend of mine.
Wait, who is this guy? Is that the guy that you sent that video to?
Yes. You know we went out to the bar with him also.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't realize that was the same dude for some reason.
Yeah, it is. Now go click at this one, the middle one with him in the hat.
This one?
With him in the hat was just like sitting in his living room.
So Mark Bell's PowerCast was just taken off of YouTube completely with no warning. And I want to explain the depth of how frightening this is from a YouTuber's perspective. I think most people's minds go to, oh, YouTube, a great funnel for your business, or a great way to build your brand and all of that. And that's absolutely true. But in my mind, YouTube is a creative platform for creators. Like that's how I've always approached it. And I think business comes second.
It is that this guy had recent, all of his channel that had been up for years and years and years, and they basically just took it off.
Because Mark Bell?
Yeah.
They took his whole thing off?
Yeah, dude. This is Mark Bell. Like, you see the MB Power Project, and it says, we'll be back. Like,
that's so wild that they took all of Mark Bell's. I mean, I knew Mark Bell was like kind of somebody who would just say shit off the cuff, but like you would think like Mike Israetel's podcast would then get removed or something, because like they both just kind of talk off the cuff. But it's not bad. None of it's like, that's really weird. Like, I wonder what he talked about that got it removed.
I mean, if I had to guess, he's controversial and he talks about steroid use. He talks about.
So does Mike Israetel, though. Like,
I'm not saying he's a bad person for it.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying,
like, those are some of the things that probably get flagged.
Right.
There you go.
And they're probably going to say.
Does it say why?
Reviewed your channel.
Yeah. So I bet you he was probably talking about steroids or something like that.
I'm just pointing this.
Wow. It's your job to make sure that YouTube is a safe place for all.
So this really, is crazy. I will never forget.
Safe place when you agree with their ideas.
That's what I was going to say. It's not. It makes it less safe.
Yeah, I know, dude. This is so crazy. This is why I'm actually obsessed with Elon Musk buying Twitter. I think Twitter, what they did was so fucking wrong. It was like completely proven. He went in there and basically burnt the place down. I mean, that dude's like basically took $43 billion of his own, leveraged against other people's money, but he went in there and just gutted 80% of the company because these people are all these cheesy limp dick bastards that were just fucking up over people's social media. They were censoring content. They were pushing certain content. Like, it was 100% a propaganda machine. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, this is probably 2016, maybe. We're sitting on a porch in New York City at my brother's place. And my friend, a good friend of mine that I grew up with, is an executive at YouTube. And he told me that they were getting ready to take down Alex Jones, that crazy InfoWar guy. They were getting ready to take down his content. And this is, I think, even before the Sandy Hook thing was starting to go off. I don't know if it was during or before, but I was like super against it. And he was like, dude, that he can't be putting out false information like that. And I was like, dude, I think this is a really, he was the first person to really like get attacked and taken off social media. And I was like, this is a really bad idea, dude. Like, you're basically taking away people's speech because your company doesn't agree with it. And you guys have become these big platforms where people have the opportunity to speak and share and be who they are. And now, based on your guys' opinions, you're starting to close those doors. And it's like 100% becomes a censorship board. You guys have too much power and you guys become now a governing body of like fucking propaganda preeps based on your political views. Mm-hmm. And Mark Bell's a good ass dude. He's helped a ton of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything got a good company, he's got a good message.
Yeah, like, that's really weird that they took his whole YouTube off for that. Because, again, Mike Israetel talks about the same stuff. And it's not bad stuff. It's just, like, a little bit more, like, raunchy or off the cuff. Or, like, yeah, they'll talk about steroid usage or something. But, like, it's nothing even, I don't know. It doesn't seem like, I don't get it. Oh, he's anti-vegan. I don't know.
I think the vegan thing... I think the vegan thing is, I don't know how I feel about it. They basically found out that, I don't know, like if you look at a lot of the information about how much damage, you know, you have to produce, gets produced just to produce vegetables and all the pesticides and the way that you work the ground, all the chemicals you use to grow the vegetables.
Or how about all the animals that you have to kill because they eat the vegetables that you're trying to grow. So in turn, you're still killing animals by trying to grow vegetables. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, you want to save the environment. You want to save animals, but you got to kill them to grow the animals or to grow the vegetables. Sorry. So it's like,
Well, there are trying to do like lab grown meat, but Europe, I'm really pumped. Europe has grown, like banned lab grown meat. Italy was the first place to, I think, ban it.
24/7 Wall Street has been telling us to short a lot of different companies. Short Apple, short Lucid Motors.
Lucid, you've got to ask yourself, is this a company that can survive? The answer is no. So it's a great stock to short. Lucid.
What's Lucid Motors? Compete
with Tesla. And even with the big guys, some of these companies like Ford that make EVs, even though they don't sell many. People don't buy Lucid cars, and that's one problem. The other problem is that the company bleeds money. Now, there are a few small EV companies that think that they can compete with Tesla, and they're virtually all dying. So when you take a look at Lucid, you've got to ask yourself, is this a company that can survive? The answer is no. So it's a great stock to short.
There you go. Word of the wise.
Dad wants to start a podcast with me. I don't know what we're going to do, but... Yeah, he just wants to get into it. I'm really encouraging him to do it because I was like, Dad, you guys got to go long for him. Would you guys say that your podcast is going well? Good, great, terrible?
No, our podcast is doing well.
Alana, you're very quiet about this. Let's get some honesty out of you.
All she said was pro waterfalls. Why did she say pro waterfalls?
What about you, Abigail?
I think it's doing well. I honestly don't look at the metrics as much as Alana and Tracy do. So I just look at like overall views and then content, but they're looking a little bit more at, like in terms of engagement. So I think that our engagement is up, even though our likes are still fairly low. Like we're getting more views per reel. We're getting more views per episode. So
can you guys do me a favor?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm curious. I want you guys to wear stuff that's incredibly inappropriate for a month.
And just see. I thought
just
about doing
see.
That.
I thought about that too.
Just like, to I like want you to wear like just the tightest pants and like some really lacy shit.
It's
like,
going to be so ridiculous.
Or we could also honestly just like as long as our headers and our clips like on our cover photos are in the same outfits, just see how many more clicks we're going to get per video. I mean, we can still wear this stuff so that we can get a view on it, but I would be intrigued to see, like, if we change the way that the cover photo looks, Tracy, and we change the header into something a little bit more racy, like, our viewership would do.
I was thinking, like, so we were talking about just, like, ads and, like, pre-filming, like, just a couple different shit to be able to have, like, throughout our podcast and stuff, and one of the things that I was thinking about is, like, filming something that you would put up, like, let's say for a reel or like for a reel idea, and you would film the exact same thing twice. And one of it, you would be in like, you know, lacy shit, tight pants, just like sexy clothing. And then you do the exact same thing in regular clothes and you post it at the same time and just being like, see which one hits. And we should just do that for a couple times and just see what happens. You know what I mean?
You guys should be testing this stuff all the time. We could do like a March Madness and basically just
there's
get
a,
you guys.
There's a setting that you can do within your Instagram, I think, that allows you to post without posting it on your wall or posting within your feed. And so you can see how it's going. And in doing so, it could show you like, you know, how much your content is being shown to non-followers.
It does an insight.
You guys want to really study how long someone's been watching your thing and then how often it gets shared. Sharing is the most important thing. So I think you guys really got to start dressing a little bit more slutty. And did you guys see
that's
that
so
video?
Sad.
Well, I'm
you
just
found
saying.
Us, you found it, us talking about how you
I know, but I do like you guys, but I'm saying for a study, for the sake of just learning, you guys should try.
He just wants to see us looking sexy, bro.
Yeah,
come
yeah. Hold on.
We could wait call second, everybody out
you guys
to watch us looking sexy.
Me in like 5 years, by the way.
Did you see Caleb?
Where's Hunter been? What's he been up to? This is
laughing
so
after mean. Way too long.
This one's the best one. He just doesn't do well at all. Okay, wait a second. This one is my favorite reel I've seen in a long time. Every girl on Instagram.
Yes, I love that guy. I love that guy.
Hearing that, what are you looking at?
Yeah, when he got pissed at him for looking at him.
He's like, I'm not staring at him.
It's apparently Martin for looking at me.
This is so girls.
It's so
this
true.
This is the best one right here. Putting his ass up.
Oh my god.
That was the best one, dude. The stair master sideways with the butt up is So good.
Did you see Caleb's comment? He said Ryan and Hunter in Speedos and Abba Snail in pork pie and lingerie. Who gets the most new followers?
Let's see. All right.
Do you guys want to have a super slutty month in March?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
March Madness.
Dude, I'll start podcasting my shirt off. Let's see if we can get the views up real quick.
Where's the Venmo? Plug the Venmo. Put it back.
Oh, yeah, baby. Hunt the sheriff.
Right, let's see if we can get some tips.
Hunt the motherfucking trying to get some coffee in here.
Dude, look at this definition right now, guys. You wish you had that shoulder. Look at that upper shoulder pec separation right there. You guys don't have that. Look at that. Look at that separation right there. You guys are jealous. Abigail, you guys lift weights all day, and I don't even see any shoulder veins coming out of you guys.
Come on, dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
Where are your shoulder veins?
I have them. Right,
well, you guys got weak insertions, dude. Look at that. You got no insertions, bro.
Dude, come on.
Dude, there's like a 7-inch gap between your elbow and your bicep. 99.
Oh, Caleb. Thank you, Caleb.
You're not supposed to send it here. They don't even know where the money goes. You're supposed to send it on Venmo.
We know where the money goes.
Where the money goes.
Hunter doesn't know. Everyone else that needs to know where it goes knows where it goes.
Hunter, why are you, dude? Hunter's like literally getting aroused by himself right now. Like, are we all right? Are you okay? He's like, oh my god. Like,
listen, I'm just getting a little spunky. I gotta go anyways because there's a workout coming, but that's why I stripped down. But I had a decent time.
I'm glad you had a decent time with the Bar Talk ladies.
If you guys had taken off more clothes.
You got another sticker. There you go.
Sai's watching at 2 a.m.
Sai's up at 2 a.m. Dude, I guarantee Sai's in the spank bank right now. He's got this really crazy computer with all the colors. And I'm like, dude, I know you don't work. It takes you a long time to get these YouTube videos done. I'm like, what are you doing with my film, dude? Like, what have you been up to? So I was just biting his lower
ew.
Lip.
Ew. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Dude. Just tell me the truth, Sai. Why does it take you so long to get these videos done? And what are you doing up at 2 in the morning?
Dude, Hunter, stop touching yourself, bro.
I'm excited, dude.
This is so weird. He's like biting his no lip ass motherfucking lip.
No. Dude, this is what your brother does on his TikTok, doesn't he?
I know. This is why I'm getting like a lot of cringe going on here. Dude.
What your brother does is creepy.
Okay, but my brother makes a lot of fucking money.
This is not an answer, dude. That's not a valid answer for making a lot of money. There's a lot of ways that I can make money. And if I just showed up one day with like a suitcase full of $100,000, you're like, what did you do last night, Hunter? And I'm like, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, all right?
Like an hour a day, and he's got the same people to watch him all the time.
You sound like a fucking
stripper. And it's fine.
More appropriate?
Huh?
Oh, my God.
He's a holler boy, dude. He's an internet call boy.
I mean, people are going to spend their money on something, and they're spending their money on him. So how could you even complain?
Tracy, don't even right now.
I'm just saying.
You're like, hey, this guy paid my brother to murder somebody, and it's their money. So it literally doesn't even matter.
I pay him to do something.
Do you see that image right there? Someone just bought him a dinosaur. That's like 10,000 ruby diamonds. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Tracy does understand that.
Guys on the internet right now sending transactional dinosaurs to your brother? I was like, this is the weirdest fucking thing. And you're like, Hunter, you got to get on TikTok. Guys will give you dinosaurs. And I'm like,
okay.
I'm not ready for this. Like, the world's fucked up enough as is.
Hang on, Tracy. Does he do NPC videos?
No. Ooh, God. Thank God, no. No. He actually just says coffee lives, and people watch him drink coffee every day.
All right. Yeah. Before we leave, we want to see the blob.
No, really?
Dude, we got 250, dude. And the $1.49 is in pounds.
All right. I don't even know how I'll show this to you. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Yeah, but. Hold on a second. I don't even know if I can show this to you from here.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, wait.
Blah,
can you see?
Blob! Look at that thing, dude. It looks like a hippo. What is that thing?
Gross.
It looks like a manatee that got run over by a tape roller. It's just a big ass squish blob. All right, well, I had a decent time. Ryan, did you have a decent time?
I had a great time. You didn't ask me if I'm following my goals, but I am. I'm reading 2 books now.
Oh, yeah. Nice,
right?
I apologize. I do want to hear about your goals. We just got so distracted talking about coffee and
Coffee tips.
Apparently, if you take your shirt off and drink coffee, you can get tips. I'm there for it.
Yeah. So what are your goals? Tell me about the books.
Oh, I'm just reading two books. I'm reading the Elon Musk book and then a book for fun with me and my girlfriend, Jen. We're reading this book called Verity by Colleen Hoover. It's very exciting. I mean, it's just for fiction. I mean, I like it. It's just a get your mind away from everything and just fun read.
How do you That's what I'm doing. Book?
But I'm like 12 hours away from finishing his audiobook on the Elon book. His father was very like kind of abusive.
Oh.
Yeah.
I made this huge mistake a while ago. This is maybe about a year ago. I was trying to date this girl and I told her I was in a book. She's like, I like books too. I'm like, what do you read? And then she told me one and I bought it just to understand her a little bit better. This is the book. And it was so fucking bad. It was so bad. And I told her it was bad and it made me like her less. And I was like, this is never going to work because your books are so terrible. Where the hell is it, dude? It's somewhere in here.
Swipe down.
I really think I actually deleted it because I saw it not too long ago. But if I find it, I'll tell you guys about it.
Caleb's privileged. He saw the blob in person.
Yeah, only guys.
Gorilla GSC is in person.
Guys, if you guys send more coffee Venmos, I can make sure that she takes a picture and we'll put it up on here to Party Sports social media so the blob will exist in permanence.
We'll make that the thumbnail. We'll make that the thumbnail. Dude,
the blob needs to become its own character on this show.
Let's get the blob to Eric. They're next to him.
Yeah, dude, the blob is red flag number 3.
Come on.
Outdoors 247, dude. I hope that's not my dad's new channel.
I got the dogs and I have the blob. So I'm two red flags deep.
There's a lot of other red flags. Do you guys want to have our next podcast? We'll have a red flag podcast.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say, right. We could go in on red flags. All also, right, like boys, underrated turnoffs. Like, I feel like that's a really, like, important thing.
All right, write it on a sticky note. Don't forget. Write it on a sticky note.
It's down.
Underrated turnoff if they have a sheriff star on their chest. Underrated turnoff.
It doesn't even say sheriff anymore.
It's you can't even read it anymore.
It's just a sheriff.
Need some touch up.
That's what it says now.
So you could totally play it off and be like, actually, it's Braille, and just have them like.
I also have a tattoo below my belly button with Braille too. Okay, so Ryan, put that in the notes, guys. We're going to be back the first week of February. We're going to go over. What was that, Alana? We're going to go over.
You keep calling me Alana.
Oh, shit, Abigail. I'm so sorry. Yes, I did. God, I'm awful at this. And when Alana was around, I called her Abigail like 100 times.
It's okay. Kyle calls me Anastasia.
Yeah.
Which honestly should be like my slutty alter ego.
Guys, straight name. This is the most amount of money I think we've ever gotten a pot. Well, no, it's not.
No.
But it's close.
Well, we got to give a shout out to our girl Aisha. Aisha gave us 49.
Dude, she's good, dude. She treats me nice. She treats me real nice. All right, guys, I got to go work out. I had a really good time. We will do a podcast. I'm going to look at the calendar, but let's just plan on being back here first week of February. And we're going to do red flags and undervalued dicks.
What?
Okay.
Underrated smell, turnoffs.
Dude, if there's, and yeah, smells Same is thing. My top one, dude. Oh.
That's not even underrated. That's highly rated. Like, oh, over.
My God, dude.
You can put that on there, but I think that's across the board.
Underrated turnoff needs to be something weird, like if her, like, one of her big toes is too long or something. Like, that's an underrated turnoff.
When the middle toe is longer than the big toe.
Yeah, that's
weird. I've got a money toe.
No.
All right,
guys. All right, Abby Snail. All right, Big Trey. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Bye.
Later.